It felt really amazing. It felt unreal. Being on the platform is it's not something that we should be taken for granted. So I feel very blessed that I am the first female to win the nationals for Rebel Dancers Dance at Africa. And till this day, I still can't believe it, but it happened, and it really is. It feels amazing. It feels like a blessing. And yeah, what I'll do to outdo myself in the finals, I will work on what I have. I'm a whacker, and building on whacking is what I love to do. I'm not gonna limit myself to anything. I've already started some of my training, so researching other dancers and seeing how their weaknesses and their strengths, and working on my weaknesses and my strength, and just seeing my opponents and what they are and who they are and what styles they do. So that's gonna help me prep in my finals. It's being true to myself, not limiting myself, building on what I have, and researching the next person and seeing who my competitors are. For me, as someone who has battled almost since I was younger, I was in battle scenes all the time, and physical contact is something that we know not to do as dancers. I think for me, I was bothered with what happened in the national finals in South Africa is the fact that there's not a lot of females already on any platform in dance, in terms of the battle scenes, and for there to be physical contact was a bit I was a bit taken back, knowing that firstly there shouldn't be any. Second, I'm a female in the dance space, and I just think males and just other dancers should be more mindful of their spacing, of their surroundings, of the person that they're battling, to avoid a certain amount of uncomfortability, and just be more mindful that maybe the sensitivity of our country is that we're dealing with a lot of females. So I just feel like males should be more aware, more respectful as well. And yeah, just I'm fine with Lachey, and we fine. We hashed out everything. We spoke about it. He apologized. I apologized for how I acted, which also is something that in that moment I felt like I had every right to, because I really was taken back. At the end of the day, it's just bringing awareness that if you have someone in the battle with you, you should be more respectful of their space. And if it's a female, you should be all more respectful and more aware that maybe this is someone that wants to be in the space as well. And just let's just respect each other and let's grow as dancers and as a community. I wouldn't the moment he made contact with me, my mind raced. I couldn't figure out if it was a mistake, if it was intentional. Obviously, with our conversation, we hashed it out. But I think in that moment, how everything played out, it was a very weird moment because of how everything just played out at that second. I couldn't. We both just looked at each other like, "What happened?" And I couldn't even ask him during the battle because it was a very, very weird moment for both of us, and for the crowd as well. So I've been a professional dancer for as long as I could remember. So the work I've been doing has been very big shows, and I've been doing these shows for a very long time. So from here on out, it's going to be more shows, more campaigns. Obviously, getting booked through different companies. I just finished a show called Youth X with TaylorMade Group. I'm currently working on a show with Lachey, Lychee from HOV. And I have done Idols previously, which was in the past month or so. So I'm going to be continuing doing more shows, bigger shows, more campaigns, as well as workshops, classes as well, based on the style. I actually have a trip coming up, which is to Sweden, that has been obviously postponed due to COVID. But so far, my future in dance still looks promising, which is really amazing. Ripple just elevated it for me even more. So yeah, I'm really excited. So that's what it looks like after Ripple for me.